All of you have had the wonderful opportunity of being exposed to the laws of being as Max Kepler presented them in 1973. And it isn't my intention in any way to represent the laws, because I don't know that any of us could do it any better than he did it then. They're wonderful laws, and when they came into my life at that point, they absolutely changed it, just totally changed it. And for that reason, I have stuck to them, just stuck to them, or they have stuck to me, I don't know which it is, but they have just been like an echo in my mind ever since. And last year, when we came together in a state of rejoicing and in an opportunity to flow the laws on the Christian Science level. Today, we're going to go what could be considered a step higher, and we're going to flow the laws on the absolute Christian Science level. The laws on that level all together make up one great big sound, and that is a law of spontaneity. And I know today you'll feel that sense of life just absolutely rushing through everything, because the whole level just issues forth with the tone of the first law, which is the law of divine impulsion. That's what Max called it, and by very good reason, because you can just feel from this law a surge and an urge of the divine subjective being to express what it is. The laws at this level, as you know, are guided by the fact that principle on this level is translating itself to ideas. It is relating to ideas. It is the way that subjective principle translates itself and appears as ideas. And when you follow what that wonderful, infinite principle is doing, you just get in the midst of that subjective being and you just feel the urge from within. You can just feel the life from within. This law is the law of life, truth, and love. And the life is in emphasis. It really stands for the source, that one infinite subjective being. And you can just feel the being of it, just an inner declaration of that subjective source, just declaring and revealing from within itself what it is, but it's doing it at this point in order to transform itself to the point of objectification, to translate itself to ideas. And so you just get this wonderful creative impulsion. Impulsion is just a super word there, because it just, you just feel this, you know, this just surge from within that divine being to express. And if I'm emphasizing that, I won't quit emphasizing that, because it's that surge that most of us find that we just aren't feeling all the time. You know, it's that wonderful creative urge that exists within that being to express itself, and it never shuts off. It's just a continual urge. It's a continual drive and a push and a thrust from within to express, and nothing can hold it back. Not even any resistance I could hold in consciousness. Nothing can hold it back. It just is what it is. And what it is so supremely filled with life that it just must express. It just can't help but express what it is. It just has an inner spontaneity that comes forth from within. I get the feeling of a great sense of bubbling forth from within. You know, you just get a spring that's just bubbling and bubbling and bubbling. And when I really get into the middle of this law and this place value, I just feel that wonderful sense of bubbling from within. It's just a very full, very rich, very happy feeling, because you can feel there that sense of life that exists within the divine being. It's just projecting and expressing forth what it is, and what it expresses is what it is. It is the fact of what it is. It is the truth of its being. It couldn't possibly express anything unlike itself. It obviously has to be expressing what it is. And it expresses the form of itself, the fact of itself. It's really saying, everything I am, this is it. You know, I'm going to express that. I'm going to give that. I'm going to move it out. I'm going to push it forth. And that which it pushes forth is the truth of itself. So in the chord of life, truth, and love, the second synonymous term, which is really not separate from life but part of the chord, really stands for the fact that that which that infinite subjective being is pushing forth is itself. It is just has this wonderful surge from within to express what it is, the factuality of its being. And it does that in a perfect, perfect way. It says that the very source is perfect, that that drive that's coming forth is coming forth within a teleological plan, that it's a predetermined plan, that it has an aim and it knows it from the beginning. There are no surprises existing within this law. That divine infinite being that is projecting forth everything that it is knows right away, it knows from the beginning exactly what's going to be expressed. It knows exactly how it's going to be expressed. It just has its complete aim in view. And that's terrific if you really stop and think about it, because you know then that it can't miss target anywhere, since it already has its aim pre-programmed in within itself. It can't miss the boat. You know, it's absolutely success-oriented, that whatever its intention is in the beginning, it's going to absolutely fulfill that. It can't help but fulfill that, because that's its very nature. You know, that source, that divine infinite being, is a right source, and it's just a perfect source. And within the perfection of its being is this built-in plan, this built-in teleological plan that says, I know where I'm going, and I know I'm going to get there. I know what I'm doing, and I know it's going to do itself just perfectly. I am what I am, and I'm going to just issue forth everything that I am, and everything that I issue forth is coming right out of the perfection of my being, and it's going to happen exactly the way it's predetermined within me. It's just wonderful. You just let that echo and echo and echo, and you get the feeling, you know, that that's all that there is, that there's just God. You know, this place value really stands for God, what we think of in our religious term, that that life, truth, and love is the one divine subjective being just saying, let there be. And it is. And whatever is good, because I've predetermined it. I, the subjective being, have predetermined my goal. And that's wonderful, because when you get inside of that, then it helps handle any false belief that I may have inside me that says that the little I of me